Keith Daffron, Vice President of Sales, is one of the flipping folks. And I guess, Keith, first thing is, you know, you're a young guy, man, and you're down there building boats every day and helping people build boats. But a lot of great stories, and flipping folks is about the people that build Ranger boats. And it's a very special place there at Ranger, and not only because you've got the technology to build the finest boat in the country, but also because of the great people you've got working there.
Well, Terry, we've said for a long time that the people is really what's made this company set apart from the others through the years. And you know, I think that becomes more evident as we get older. I mean, we're about to celebrate our 40th anniversary, and to see the number of people that's been here, some for every, you know, obviously Forest Donata for all 40 of those years, and there's a large number of people right behind them. And I think that's a real testimony to what we've been able to achieve here.
Well, it's almost like a family. It's reminiscent of a family, and I know whether you're the guy that pushes boats around or the guy that's building them or the guy that's finishing them up, it's a big family, and everybody has a lot of pride in each and every product that goes out of the Ranger plant.
Yeah, we coined the phrase signature quality by the Ranger family years ago, and I think that does really tell us what we're doing is that, you know, every employee here really wakes up with that determination to build it just as if Forrest was signing his name himself to this product, because in essence, that's what we're doing every day.
Well, it's kind of a unique thing. You know, you guys always kid me about living in Normal, Illinois, but flipping Arkansas is not the hotbed of metropolitan life.
Yeah, it's a real crossroads for some, but it isn't for many. So,
well, it's definitely for cattle. I mean, there's plenty of cows down there.
I think there's more of them than there are people, but that's okay. We've got the right people.
Well, when you look back at the history a little bit, and I know there's been some characters down there that you've had the opportunity to meet and work with, but as you look back at history and you talk about being there and flipping and, of course, the fire and all the things that have happened, but there were some characters that you've worked with in the past.
Yeah, I think that's probably true with any what I would just label a unique organization that's really in its infancy. And, you know, that's part of the fun that I've got in my job is that, you know, many of these folks I've grown up around as a young man and, you know, work with today or might even be working with their children. You know, everybody gets a nickname. If you've earned your right to really be a dyed-in-the-wool Ranger employee, you're going to have a nickname of some sort. And so, you know, you see that as you spend time here, that all these people have really unique skill sets that apply to certain categories. And I believe in just about every case they can do it as well as anybody that I know of in the business, period.
Well, I'm going to go back to the nickname. You got to give me the first name, last name, and then the nickname, and maybe a few stories about how you think they came about them.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not so much how they came about as it is just, you know, how it is or isn't fitting. But, you know, I think probably one of the more notorious nicknames here is Gary Howard. He's our director of engineering. He's had the nickname White Cloud for a number of years, I guess dating back to the early 70s. And so, you know, he's probably the one that more of our customers out in the marketplace are aware of. And many people might not even know his real name. They just know of him as White Cloud.
Well, he even got his name in the phone book as White Cloud, right?
He may have. I know his phone number by memory, so I can't be sure.
he tells me the story, and he's one of the flipping folks we've had on. He tells me the story that he just decided everybody knew him by that. He better go with that because they never knew who Gary Howard was.
That's right. But, you know, Terry, that's just, you know, I think what that is just a symbolism of what a close-knit organization we have. And, you know, whether it's working together, which is a huge part of what we do, but you know, it goes deeper than that. It's a fish fry on the weekend or a trip to the ball game to watch his daughter play ball. You know, it's all those different things that I think tie back to the product that our customer sees.
Well, there's no question, and coming from a small town myself, I think sometimes, you know, they're not given credit. Small towns are maybe, you know, you think, well, all the engineering and all the technology and all that stuff come from big cities. But in reality, at Ranger Boats, small town is what it's all about because you guys can fix things, make things up, come up with new products quicker than anybody I've seen. And I'm going to bring up another nickname. How about Arbuckle?
Yeah, he's another unique character that we've got. Rick Huddleston's Arbuckle's real name. And, you know, just another instance of where a young man started just fresh in, at least recently, there after high school, working here with what was the freshman group at that time and has evolved into, you know, he has such a dynamic mind, a very creative mind. And, that, you know, I could talk for literally hours on the unique things that you see on our boats that were products of his creation, his own, you know, and he's really been able to take us, Terry, to the next level where we're doing so much of this electronically through solid modeling and through finite element analysis and other programs, computer programs that are out there to really put more science in this product to take us where we need to be.
Well, it's funny. He related a story to us when we had our interview, and he related a story that he saw it was Forrest L. Wood, and he said that Forrest has a nickname. Did you know that?
I've heard it, yes.
Yeah,
I've heard a number of them.
He said, well, Forrest and Wood, so it has to be Log, has to be his middle name, so that's why they nicknamed him Log. So I think that was pretty good. I mean, I thought it was Lincoln, you know, and everybody said, well, no, that's not right either, but, you know, it would be Lincoln, Forrest, Wood. You know, we had all those things together with the Wood, but in reality, you know, Forrest was as you looked at him in the leadership role there every day, he led by example. He wasn't afraid to roll up his sleeves and do some of those kind of things. And I think that carries over to the workforce even today, don't you?
There's no question in my mind it does, Terry. I think, and I've used this example a number of times, that it's a little bit like another company that started in a small town down the road here, and that's Walmart. And they were really, you know, founded on the principles that Sam Walton had established early on. And I think, you know, in a smaller scale or a different scale, maybe Forrest had those similar philosophies that are in this company. You know, they're in the halls here every day. And I guess they're more than even in the halls. They're in the hearts of our fishermen and our customers as well.
And I think most people, whether you run a Ranger boat or not, they still know Forrest Wood, and they know the man of integrity, the tall man. And he's a guy that everybody looks at and says, you know, there's no question when something comes out of his mouth, it's either going to be funny, but you can be guaranteed it'll be the truth. And I, you know, that's really hard to, in business anymore. It's hard to see those kind of people at that level that are that way. And I think it's really one of those things that should make you very, very proud to work at Ranger Boats.
It really does, Terry. You know, we've had a fun project that Forrest has been working on here recently, where he's actually involved in writing a book. He's wanting to really, you know, I guess put on paper at least some of the, I guess, the legacy that's here, and I'm very excited to see it. But I guess the fun part of it was really getting to hear and understand and recite some of these stories from early on. And, you know, as you really look at that, it becomes so evident that Forrest was more than just, you know, the pioneer of today's bass boat or the founder of Ranger Boats. I think he just, you know, he really took on a role early on in life that he's still using today. I mean, obviously that I've been very fortunate to know Forrest in a different capacity. I'm very proud to say I grew up as his grandson. So to have the world's greatest grandpa, as I say frequently, alongside of, maybe a mentor, I guess is one way to say it, of how you should conduct yourself every day, how you should run business. That's really what this company's about.
He's a great father, a great grandfather, probably a brother and everything else that you look at there. And the nice thing about it is that carries over to your product. You know, we've had the opportunity with Flippin' Folks to be able to go out and talk to people on the floor and talk to people who work in the warehouse and even fish with them. And, one of your buddies, Kenny, there in the warehouse, we had the opportunity to go trout fishing and right in your backyard.
That's right. And, you know, he's another example. You know, Kenny Stevenson came to me probably 5-6 years ago. It's probably longer than that. Time escapes me. But And he lived a couple of hours south of here and said, you know, this is, you know, the people here in this place, it just intrigues me. I'd like to be a part of it. And we literally started him out in security. He was helping with security detail. It wasn't his forte, but he just wanted a spot at the company. And today he's a very integral part of what we do in their warehouse. You know, I could talk for hours and about hundreds of people with those very similar stories.
Well, it's really neat to see. I know you've got some growth again, and it's been kind of funny because, you know, every time I go to Ranger, it looks like there was a bunch of buildings that somebody flew over in a B-1 and just kind of dropped them, and where they lit, that's how they tied together because of the growth. And now you've got new ones.
And, you know, that's, I think, at the end of the day, we probably wasn't this great strategy or plan that Forrest developed in the mid-1960s to take bass fishing to the next level. That wasn't it at all. He was simply filling a customer's need, and I like to think that's kind of what we're still doing every day.
Well, it's got to make you feel good. I mean, if you take a trip, folks, and you're listening to this program, and you take a trip to Flippin, Arkansas, there's one thing that you got to do, is you got to go, if you're down in that neck of the woods, go to the Ranger plant, because they too will treat you like family. And Keith, it's really a pleasure to have you on here with Flippin' Folks, and I'm going to have to get some of the dirty stories later from you, you know, some of the real down dirt.
Yeah, we're not going to do that on the air, Terry.
Yeah, we'll keep that just between us, and thanks a lot for being with us here at Flippin' Folks.
Thank you very much.